Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We live? Well, let's do it. D.E.G. Granddaughter.
430 in the building.
Yeah.
Big game, we talk that. Made a path, we walk that. Skills max, streets got a bag. That's a real win. Never lost that. This dead end gaming. You know how we do. BZ and the granddad. That's player one, that's player two. New, we gon' talk about it. Review, we gon' talk about it. PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo, we gon' talk about it. Can't forget that PC. Best around is where it be. Special guest from out of left four. Right about that family tree, we got it. Sonic's traveling real fast. Leveled up, but we the final boss. So where else to go but this podcast? It's dead in gaming. Finna hit the mark. On point like the sharpest dart. If you tuned in, just know you smart. Press start.
Yes, yes, we are here. We are here again. And that other voice you hear in the background is Sonny, you know what I'm saying? Producer extraordinaire, you know what I'm saying? Helping us out with the camera switches and all that stuff, man. Appreciate you, Sonny.
No problem.
Again, I am one half of your host, BZ430, for episode 211. We're back for our podcast week. Sorry, y'all. I just want to apologize. Sorry for no gaming last week. My wife mistakenly playing.
Don't blame it on the wife.
She does. She did.
Don't you do that?
She just got here, nigga.
Don't you do that?
She felt so bad. She felt so bad though. She felt good because she thought it was a Wednesday she was planning this, so she felt so bad. Like, oh my god, I am so sorry. And it was just like, we already had the plans.
Lying.
I'm serious.
Lying like shit.
I'm serious.
Lying. I was out.
Serious. I'm serious, man. She planned a date night for us, so I could not say no. It was already paid for and stuff, so I had to go. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, damn, no game night this week. But shout out to my wife, man. She felt so horrible. Oh my gosh, she felt so bad. I should have saw her face.
It's all good.
But yeah,
all
man, you know, just, you know, sorry, because I wanted to play some more Helldivers too last week. But yeah, so couldn't even get a chance to game on that. But we here for the podcast week, you know what I'm saying? Myself, Granddaddy Willie up in the building, you know what I'm saying? Chilling,
you know what it is, granddaughter. 1,000 hours, or throw out now. Go get that shit.
Go get it. Bandcamp, all that stuff.
Bandcamp,
run
it. Land them 1,000hours.com. All that shit, nigga.
Anywhere in the physicals? Any CDs? Any vinyl?
Trying,
dropping
bro.
Soon?
I'm trying.
Inflation, a bitch, bro.
I feel you.
That inflation hurt me, bro.
Yeah.
These fucking pressing plants tripping, bro.
You know what, D.O. Janelle?
You don't get there, though.
That would be a good idea. He said next game stream, it should be me and my wife. But I just can't think of a game that she would want to play. I don't know if she want to be on camera. You know how some women are about being on camera.
If you want to play Mario Kart or something.
We can play Mario Kart because I do got two controllers. But that would be funny. That would be funny if we was doing. I'm going to ask her if she'd be down for that. She'd probably be like, am I going to be on camera?
Y'all can probably make a whole YouTube. My wife tries.
We'll see. So, but yes, man. As always, man. Thank you guys for listening. For this is the part one of the show. Mm. You know what I'm saying? As Granddad mentioned before in the pre-show, we at the second half. We are doing a trivia, so you have to make sure that you guys participate. We don't know how well y'all know us. You know what I'm saying?
Know who he is.
And not just me and Granddad, but we doing the whole spectrum.
We've been around for a minute, y'all.
Right, Kev.
Kev, Tyler, Ken,
Eric V, you know what I'm
Eric
saying?
V.
Like, it's going down.
And,
so
and anybody else who may have graced this platform, you never know who the fuck
we're
talking about.
So Y'all, I hope y'all ready for this trivia, because that trivia is about to be crazy.
Where the diehard fans at? We want to know.
This trivia is about to be nuts. So yeah. I cannot wait for until we get to that second half of the show. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first half, you know, we're going to talk about the PS5 Pro League. The drama that's evolving around GTA 6 is crazy. Capcom, you know, having some issues with
Dragon's Dogma
with
2.
Their game. Well, in the Steam. Heard no issues with the console. I haven't heard no issues with the console.
Yeah, I mean, stay fucking
saying?
Up still.
You know what I'm saying?
Can't be fucking stay up
fucking up still.
Can't be fucking up about it.
Granddad's excited because Peach got something brewing.
Peach,
you know,
hitting the streets, y'all.
He's hitting the streets.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to throw it on him.
Damn. Throw it on him, Granddad.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
She's gonna throw it on him, bro.
This man got.
What's talking about?
This man to make Peach sound like she a stripper, bro. What's wrong with
I
you?
I never said that. She is a princess. Who, she is royalty.
Who throws it on him? A stripper.
Hey, look.
A stripper throws it on you, bro.
And we think about it, she just got two stripper names put together as one. Princess
Peach.
Oh, my
Peach. God. You a foul man. You are a foul man. Damn.
Hey, Nintendo named her, bro.
That's crazy.
Hey, Nintendo named her, bro.
You are a foul man.
Look, she be throwing it back in Smash Bros. If you know, you know, bro. I'm just saying.
This man keeps saying.
She know, bro. She be throwing that thing all over the place.
You see? You see what he did, Sonny? That's anyway, horrible.
Look, we'll get to that when we get to that.
That is horrible.
We'll get to it when we get to it.
That is so horrible, man. Oh, my God. So, before we get started, man. So, we're going to start this off with the games that we played. I think I'm the only one that's been playing games this week because, you know, this man over here has been flipping brick. He's been,
hey,
y'all, I'm telling
you, bro.
This man has been out of town like every other Tuesday.
I don't even know what my house look like no more.
It just so happened to be the week that we game. He's always gone.
But that's how my schedule was set up, y'all. You lucky I'm here right now.
This man
I had to negotiate for this shit.
This man has been traveling. I'm talking about brickwork on top of brickwork. Hey, y'all, another thing too, y'all. This man has a new car outside, parked in the parking lot.
I had that car for a minute. You just ain't realize it, bro.
In a minute. Yeah, I mean, it was a minute, all right.
It's been like.
This man just got this car.
It's been a couple months,
this
bro.
This man just got this car at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Talking about it as a minute. Y'all, that man had a new whip. That thing was shiny and everything. I'm like, wait a minute. I asked Ken. I'm like, yo, who's that whip out there, bro? This man is out here brick talk. So that's why I haven't been seeing him for gaming night. It's because he's been out here just, look, I get it. This is the real ghost. You know, that TV show shit. I think 50 Cent, he quietly knows Granddad.
Doing well. I'm doing well. Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, that too. I think 50 Cent quietly knows Granddad. And he's like, yo, man, you mind if I make this show based off, you know, loosely based off your life? And this is what we're getting. This is what we're getting.
Bro, I'm going to need a bigger check than that.
You know what I'm saying?
That's 50 you talking about, bro?
I'm telling you, bro.
Oh, bro, I'm getting that check. This is 50, bro.
This man, Granddad, is out here. He's out here working, man. So, anyway. I mean, I'm assuming you haven't played no games.
Nah, I took my Switch. So I left, and then I came back, and I thought I was going to still be. Then I left right back out. But I grabbed my Switch.
No footage?
So, I mean, it's my Switch. I was in a fucking hotel, bro, handheld in it.
Oh.
I brought the handheld. I didn't have the whole like, setup.
You could have held your phone up.
Nigga, what kind of bootleg?
You can have like a tripod on your phone,
bro.
Right?
I'm not doing all that, bro.
Put it on record.
That's extra.
Bam.
For 480p clips, bro.
That's right.
That man was
like
a raw dog in that Switch.
I was like, raw. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
That'd be some dedication right there.
But
you know what I'm saying?
So I did play a little bit of Switch. So I was playing, strange enough, because we said it before, I played some Mario Kart for the first time in a minute. Having a good time with that. I was having play some Mario Kart. Also, I went back to some Mario Tennis Aces because there's a story mode in there. I was like, let me go back into this shit.
How was that game?
That shit is fun, bro.
So it is fun?
It's really fun.
I was this close to getting it, bro.
It's good,
I was
bro.
Like, man,
it's
I
good. I didn't realize because I
ain't
played it in so long. I was like, man, this shit, I ain't played this shit in a minute. I fired it up. I was like, bro, I was in that thing for about an hour, bro, going through the story mode.
It ain't on sale no more, is it? Mm-mm. It's $60?
It's Nintendo, bro. What you mean?
Damn.
Come on. Come on now.
Because I was thinking about trying that and the golf, the Mario golf.
I got to get that Mario golf. That looks fun too. But yeah. When I finish the tennis, I think I might go for the golf.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, man. That shit's fire, though.
Yeah. I remember I played Mario Tennis. I think it was on GameCube. I used to play the fuck out of that Mario Tennis on GameCube.
Nah, bro. This
one's
different, bro. Because, like, the story mode is like. You it's like boss battles in that shit.
Really?
It's like, you know, you do like regular tennis matches, but sometimes you have to, like, play tennis against like these big ass bosses and you have to hit them, you know, with the tennis ball, but it's like, and then it's also like these little side quests and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. It's like a whole thing, bro. So
What?
I'm telling you, they went deep with this shit, bro. So.
Bruh, okay.
Mario Tennis Ace is that shit.
Is that shit.
And then also,
they got like their little fake little Wimbledon and they U.S. Open and all
that. Yeah,
stuff,
they got the stadium shit for two, stuff like that. Yeah, okay. You know, me and Yoshi were out there doing our thing.
Speaking of, I'm sorry, go ahead.
And then also, last thing I played was Smash Bros. You know, it's been a minute too. Wow. I still got it, though.
You went back with that.
Still got it, though. I was like, man, do I still got it? I still got it. I was getting some dubs.
Smash Bros?
Hey, man, it's been a minute.
So you was really out here.
Bro, I was trying. I was like, because I didn't play video games so long, and I ain't played my Switch in a long ass time. But I was like, let me go over here and do what I'm supposed to be doing. I might fire up Splatoon 3 next time, because it's been a minute too.
I was going to say, speaking of tennis, did you see it's a 2K tennis game that's dropping late next month?
Huh? Really?
And it's made by the people, you know, by the people that did NBA 2K and all that stuff.
Really? 2K. I didn't know that.
I think it's called Top Spin 2K25. I think that's what it's called. But Serena's on the cover, and is it Federer on the cover?
Oh,
but,
so basically they purchased the old Top Spin rights, and then
I believe so. Chat, if I'm wrong, please correct me. I
recognize that now. I think Top Spin is an old.
I want to say it was Top Spin 2K25.
Oh,
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm getting the name wrong, but it's definitely a new tennis game dropping, like a more simulation, real simulation of tennis game dropping.
I tried
that. Yeah, man.
They got a trailer for it yet or not?
Yeah, it's like a little, it's a gameplay trailer and everything for it. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's called
Top
Spin.
Check that out.
Oh, okay, Tommy said I'm right. Okay, yeah, cool.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I couldn't remember if I had got the
Top Spin 2K25.
So, check that one out. All right, so I guess we can go for the games that I played. Bruh.
What you been out here doing?
So, you let me know, because you beat this game already, right?
Oh, we going with the lies?
Yeah, lies.
You want to tell some lies right now, nigga?
You beat this one already, right?
Let me see.
Did you complete this one?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you beat the game?
I'm
almost at the end?
I ain't going to say what you about to do.
Okay. You roll that footage, though.
You in that shit.
You rolling that footage? Roll the footage.
Yes,
show him.
He said roll the footage.
Yeah. Like, show him, man. I'm out here.
I am showing him.
I'm out here, bro.
I'm showing him.
Look, I am out here,
little
bro.
Little nigga,
I am out here,
big
bro.
Big ass swords and
yo,
shit.
Yo, this game
come
is
on.
This game
look
is amazing.
Blocks.
This game
blocks.
Is amazing, bro. Look at this.
Hey man, this man was a monster though. I ain't gonna lie.
Man, bro,
this motherfucker's putting the pressure on you.
Let me tell you
bro.
Something. This is my 10th time fighting him.
Hey man, he was a hoe.
I finally got him. I finally got him.
Bitch ass nigga, bro.
I finally did good, bro. I got him down packed.
Look at
him. This is my 10th try.
Watch him kneel.
And this was a couple of times. Man.
Oh, this is the fire part, bro.
Bruh.
She clean. Oh my God.
Trust me.
Man.
You
doing it right.
It took me 10 times.
You doing
bro.
It right. Bring it back. Send it back. Follies.
Bruh.
Follies.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Damn.
Yes, bruh. Yeah, man. This
joint. Game was so fire, bro.
Fire.
I did not expect the game to be this fun,
fire.
Bro.
Yeah, don't spoil it for me in the chat.
I ain't gonna say nothing.
I just want to know like how close I am towards the end. I feel like I've been.
You getting there,
bro. This game been working me, bro. This game has been working me, but it's challenging, but it's tolerable. Like it's not Sekiro where I'm like fuck this game.
Like
you know what I'm saying?
It hits the limit.
It
of
hit
challenge.
My limit, bro.
That's the same with me.
And the once you get the combat down pack, it's really not that hard. It's just
that's the hardest part.
That
was my hardest difficulty.
That was it.
It was the dodging and the pairing. Once
fuck
I got
that
shit down, bro.
I hate doing the dodging.
Because he's slow as fuck, bro. Yeah. He don't dodge,
don't
bro.
Really
he just shifts.
I block and parry a lot.
I'm like, bro, how you this? You ain't 2,000 pounds, bro. You slim.
I can't
you got movement.
Right.
He like, ugh. I mean, bro, who taught you how to fucking dodge, bro?
Yeah. As you can see, I block a lot. I block a lot. So,
you got to block. If you don't block, bro, that's a wrap, bro.
Yeah. So, I definitely was getting down to get down on that one.
Right.
Another joint I've been playing is a new game, actually. It came out actually the same day as the
Dragon's Dogma?
Dragon Dogma
yeah.
2, Rise of the Ronin.
Yeah.
And playing that, you know what I'm saying? That game is fun. I knew I was going to like it because I like the Noah games.
Yeah,
I think it's made by the same people that did the Noah games. So
this
was the only thing I was comparing this to Ghost.
Right.
Like
you can't
have the feature where you can it's Japanese audio.
So it's all English?
Yeah, it's like all English and stuff. And I'm like, oh, man.
This shit ain't authentic then.
Yeah, I wanted to have that Japanese. Like, I wanted to have English subtitles, but Japanese, you know, audio. I want to be able to hear it or whatever.
That's the best part of it.
No, but this joint live. And it's co-op. It's co-op. I think it's like three people. Three people co-op, man. This joint is fun. It's actually pretty fun.
Like,
it's one of them games, too. It's like an open world, so you can easily get sidetracked. Like, you're supposed to be doing the main mission. You can easily get sidetracked and start doing other stuff. It's kind of crazy. Okay. It's kind of crazy. Like, I knew I was going to like it, but I didn't know I was going to like it this much. So, and it's a PS exclusive. So, you know what I'm saying?
OB, they say it's pronounced, I'm guessing it's
Nioh? I know, I always fuck that game up. I always fuck that game up.
Whatever. I ain't played it, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I always mess that game up, bro. Always mess that game up. But yeah, no, this drum right here, man, I'm liking Rise of Ruin. I had a good feeling about that game, and playing, I'm like, yo, this shit is fun. So
yeah,
you know,
nah, man, look dope.
Man,
how much it cost?
It's
on 470?
No, it's not 70. It's 50? 60? All
right,
that's not bad.
Either $49.99 or $59.99. It's one of them two. But no, it's not 70. It's not a full 70.
Okay.
But yeah, I like it, man.
Bro, why your nigga black as hell, bro?
Because you can create, when you create your guy, it's kind of cool.
This man,
you can make your guy dark skin. You know what I'm saying? Like you got
a brother and an ancient,
or you can make it a woman.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
I fuck with it.
I like the customization that they put in.
I was like, I know this ain't the main. This ain't the regular. No, this ain't who they decided to make as the main protagonist.
My guy, he's Blasian. My guy is Blasian, pretty much. You know what I'm saying?
I could have swore that was Joe.
Man, that was he's right. Blasian.
Right? Just okay, like, no way right? I got this you name in the game as the regular nigga, bro. Ain't no way.
That's cracking. Bro.
Oh, like, ain't no way this nigga that got this boss fight. Likeness.
Look at this boss fight.
This
like,
got a super this, face
this, right? This is a boss fight. This was a boss fight. And I like the free flowing combat in this. The free flowing combat in this.
Damn, bro. Why you doing this to Granny like this, bro?
Hey, I gotta beat Granny's ass. You know what I'm saying? Gotta get her. I gotta get her. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I gotta get her. This is a fun game, bro. Joey, if you was interested in somewhat getting this, get it. I would say get it. It's dope,
this
man.
Kind of clean.
Yeah, this bad boy is so clean. It's nice.
They really do like you, though, B. I ain't gonna lie. That really look like
you. Yeah, man. That shit look real. I was like, bro.
I have got a character that look like that close to myself since 2K17.
Hey, and Raheem, this is fire, bro. I'm telling you, and it's co-op, so we can like play campaign and shit together. This shit is crazy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I like it, man. It's dope. And of course, the last game I'm playing, I can't keep my hands off this game. Always Division 2. I'm trying to think what footage. Yeah, you know I'm a shoot. I can't remember what footage was this that I the footage of this I sent y'all. Where was I going? Oh, I was starting to, this was the Federal Bunker. Federal Bunker I was playing. Yeah, uh-huh. Man. Like, oh, I should have showed my build. I should have showed y'all what build I was on. But my assault rifle I'm using on this one is the St. Elmo's engine. It has shock rounds in there because if you see when I'm shooting, you see the little electrical current going through the gun right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, yeah, this is St. Elmo's engine. It's probably my favorite AR in the game.
Right.
But Eagle Barrel and Carbine 7 is definitely up there, man. It's definitely up. You see how I eat those food? Like I'm telling you, if y'all want to mess with your boy in this damn game, I'm telling you, holla at me.
I don't know, bro. You got a surgical right now.
Bruh, I'm telling you, holla at me in this game. I really wish this game was cross-platform. Because I know some folks that plays this on Xbox. But I'm like, man, I wish it was cross-platform. I mean, and this is on it's on Heroic, Diogen. It's on the very hard level. And, like, I play it on a hard level so I can get the XP. You know, I want the XP so I can upgrade my SHD watch. Like, everything. So I want to upgrade everything. Oh, Ken with the subscription. That's what's up. Look at Ken. I just peeped that out.
Damn, bro. Took you off, though.
Yeah.
Damn,
yeah.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Pink Waivers. Yeah, the OG. You know how I get down, man. This game is like amazing. I should have showed y'all my build. That was my fault for not showing this on this video. I think I'm about to go down to Merc some more people. Oh, this video was for a good minute. I'm about to go down to Merc some more people, y'all. Watch. It's a damn metal. It's a Black Mirror dog down there that I'm about to Merc everything. Damn. This shit is crazy. Nice this game dogs. Is.
Wait,
yeah,
you said Black Mirror.
Black Mirror dog.
I
call it Black. When you see it, it's like, oh shit, it's like the dog on Black Mirror. That's why I call it the Black Mirror dog. Right. But it's not called the Black Mirror dog. I just gave it that name. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, look at this. Shred them all. Shred them. My builds. I have builds in here that is monstrous, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Even when I go into the PvP a little bit, I fucking shred in PvP. When I go into the dark zone. When I go into the dark zone, if fools want to come test me, I have a PvP build.
Damn, bro,
if y'all want to see my PvP builds, I have builds.
This man eating,
if y'all want to see, look at the big dude. Look how I shredded through
got him kneeling,
big guy.
Bro.
I shredded through the big guy with the big Gatling gun and everything. Shredded through him. I got my striker drone going over back snitching. My striker drone be snitching for me. Like, you be letting me know if people around and shit. I'm like, oh, they go. See, they go to Black Mirror dog right there.
Hey, nigga, there's one behind you.
You know what I'm right. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That's why I put my striker drone out. Mm. But yeah, man, this game.
I should clean.
I mean, look, I got.
I lucky missed this game. Me and my cousin used to play the first one. The first one? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The setting of that first one? Yeah. The snow? Bruh. Mm-hmm. Unmatched. But, yeah, man, this game, you know, the proof is in the pudding.
Just another day in the office.
Just another day in the office. If y'all want to fuck with your boy in this game, if you got a PS5 or PS4, fuck with your boys. I play this game a lot, okay? I play this game a lot. Sometimes when I'm on my break at lunch and I just need like a good little 40 minutes to kill, oh, let me go ahead and do some bounties. I go ahead and do some bounties, kill some people, get tons of XP. Ton of XP, I'm telling you. I should almost create, it's a lot of them doing this though, but I don't think I'll do it. Create like a YouTube channel strictly for Division because I can give you breakdowns of everything that I do in this damn game. Shit, all right. If you want to know everything on this, I can help you out. You know what I'm saying? I can help you get your bill right. It's a lot of guys in our clan. Matter of fact, in my clan that I'm in, I help them get their bills together. I'd be like, let me inspect you real quick. I inspect them. Nope, you need to change this, change that. Then they hit me up. Yo, B, thanks for telling me this. Thanks for telling me that. My bill, I'm killing now. Like, my joint is nice.
You're a
I got you. You know what I'm saying? Just do it for me. I got y'all. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I am a Division Pro. I'm literally a Division Pro in this shit. I'm telling you, I am. So, yes, man. This video, I shreds like crazy. I don't die. Like
I'm by myself. This man is alone, bro.
I am by myself, bro.
Sniping the squads by himself, bro.
I am by myself. They go to sniper dog right there. Those sniper dogs hit kind of hard. But yeah, I'm out here, bro.
This is what he said, though. He said, I don't die.
Yeah, it's don't die. I don't, man. This is crazy. You know, it's a huge what happened?
That's it.
Oh, I was just saying, yeah, it's a big, it's still a Division community out here, man. So when Division 3 drops. Oh, I don't even know if y'all going to find me anywhere. I'm going to be on that damn game all damn day whenever Division 3 drop. I know they already announced it, but it probably ain't dropping until like 2027. Right, just said it's just him. He does. Right. You know what I'm saying, Bloodbath? I'm him when it comes to that game. I am him. You know what I'm saying? But that's enough of the games that I've played this past week. Like I said, yeah, Rise of Ronin. Liza P, hopefully by the next time we have our podcast episode, I should be finished with Liza P. I'm glad Diogen and the people in the chat didn't spoil it for me and Granddad. So yeah, it sounds like I'm kind of getting towards the nitty gritty of it. So Liza P, it would have been my top three game if I would have played it last year. Yeah, the way I'm playing it now, it would have been a top three. That game is amazing. That game, and I see why you was praising this game, bro. Because
yeah.
The game is amazing, man. Yeah. So
I didn't think it was gonna be as good as I thought it was gonna be too. Bruh. That's why I just did it on a whim. I was like, let me just try this shit.
Bruh.
Man.
No, I'm not Beans. The Division community is pretty strong. It's pretty damn strong, bro. It really is. It's like five or six YouTube channels that's keeping this damn game alive. And it ain't even me. So I'm telling you. It's not even me keeping that game
not
alive.
Even me.
Respect you too much that respect you too much to that Beans. Yeah, I'm hoping I can. What did you just ask? Which game would you have knocked out in top three? Oh, I gotta look at my top three list again. I think I still got it. If you remember it, please help me out. But I gotta look at my list again. I can't remember.
I think you had Spider-Man. It wasn't you. No, was it Zelda? Zelda, Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, Zelda, Spider-Man, and it was Zelda, Spider-Man. Damn. I wish I had my list again. I'm going to have to look at that video.
Was it Dead? No, it wasn't Dead Space. Was it Dead Space? I don't remember.
No, Dead Space wasn't that high up. I don't think Dead Space was that high up. I'm surprised the chat don't remember.
Your top three was Dylon.
No, Zelda's definitely staying. I think it was Zelda, Spider-Man. I can't remember what my third game was. It probably would have, whatever it was, it probably would have knocked it out, though. I'm pretty sure it would have. So, yeah. But we can go to news.
All right, y'all. So look, we gonna keep on the topic of games because, like I said, we got some gaming news and we got new heat for the streets. A lot of things are coming out. So today is the 26th, I believe, as we're it's 25th or 26th. Okay, 26, so
yeah.
Today is the 26th. So today, Apex Legends, they just dropped their Shadow Society event. New event, new, a lot of new. So we're going to show this trailer real quick. But this is out right now as of this recording on Twitch right now live. But if you see it on Friday, it, of course, will still also be out. But no, this looks dope. I haven't played Apex in a minute, but Apex is back. You know, they got, you know, some new skins. You always got to have the new skins with the new modes, but also a new weapon, too. It's like I forget what they call it. They're going to pop it up here, but it's sort of like a sword with a, like, with a that thing right there. Yeah, that shit. That shit look clean as fuck. So, not a new mode, and it's like I said, Apex, I'm surprised that they're still able to keep coming up with new ways to keep this game fresh and innovative after all these years. You know what I'm saying? And I like how they got the trailer set up as like a movie trailer, too.
Yeah.
They got the new lockdown, new mode, the lockdown mode. They got four squad, man. That's for now. You can play with four people instead of just the regular
lockdown,
trios.
In the lockdown mode?
Yeah, no, we got the lockdown mode, and then they got the, I think, I don't know if the four squad is a separate mode, but now you can play with four people. They got new control zones mode. So they got some new things going on right now.
Okay.
You know, so it's looking good. So shout out to Apex. So I'm going to try to, if I get some time, like I said, when I get settled and back home, I'm going to definitely try to try out this new mode. It's called the, yeah, it's called the Cobalt Qatar is what the name of the new weapon is. But now it's clean. And so if you a big fan of Apex, play this shit. It's out right now. You know, free update. It's on there. Do what you got to do. Shadow Society event. It's out right now. Another thing that's going on is the demo for a game that both me and
Man
are looking forward to.
I can't wait to play this.
We talking about Stellar Blade, y'all.
Man.
Stellar Blade has a demo dropping on Friday.
This Friday, 29th.
So this game right here looks amazing. Okay, it's giving off the Nier Automata vibes, but also the action on here looks crazy. The enemies look crazy.
Graphics look crazy.
Graphics are amazing. Okay, I gotta try it. I gotta do it.
Yeah,
I gotta do it. Look at this.
Yeah, the demo is this Friday. Internet Raheem is this
Friday. So make sure if you ain't doing nothing on Friday, you're getting that Stellar Blade demo downloaded so you can test it. I don't know how long the demo is. I don't know if it's just like one level or one section. Hopefully it's like at least 30 minutes long so you can get a good grasp of the game and a good feel of like how the combat and the controls are and just kind of the character and the story. But if the demo looks or plays just as good as this trailer looks, then we're in for a surprise. This might be one of the breakout games of 2024.
And Diogen made, I feel like he made a better comparison saying Bayonetta more
and
so
I,
than
it.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. You know what? Diogen, you make a good point. And that's what I was, when I was watching it, that's what it gave me those vibes too, like Nier, Bayonetta. And I love both those games, so that's a good sign for me.
That's a great sign. So
yeah, the Friday, that's gonna be the move for Friday.
It's gonna be the move.
Get that Stellar Blade on you. Also, who also keep things moving? Princess Peach.
Oh, Lord.
She in the streets.
Here you go.
You know what it is.
Here he is.
Princess Peach is out here, y'all.
Here we go. This is
Showtime,
it.
Showtime, nigga.
This is it.
Showtime.
Oh, this is it.
Work Swiss Beats.
This is
it. This nigga
called.
This nigga like.
Hey, man.
Showtime.
Hey, bro. It's here. Princess Peach Showtime is in the streets, y'all. Look, Princess Peach.
Is this
Peach,
her first game?
This is her first official game,
okay,
bro.
Okay, yeah, I just thought about that.
That's why I'm happy for her, bro. She's been around. She's been in the background.
Yeah, she's been around. She's
been getting
for
kidnapped. She's been cheating on Mario with Bowser for all these decades. You know.
Damn, she
can hold him? Yeah, huh? Hey, bro, look. We know she ain't getting captured all the time. We ain't gonna go through this. We know the deal. Point is this.
So who's she saving?
Huh?
Who's she saving?
I don't know, bro.
Herself,
bro.
It's about time she saved herself. Stop putting all that pressure on Mario.
But this game shows that she is fully capable of defending herself and also getting out of a situation. She like being at Bowser's. Mario lame. We don't know that.
This man.
She got a game now. So now she's about to set herself apart.
This man.
And I feel like I'm going to try it. There's the demo. I'm going to try that shit. I'm going to give Peach a chance.
This man.
I'm going to give Peach a chance.
He's turning Peach into damn P-Valley.
Hey.
Peach to turn to Mega Stallion.
He's about to pave the way for the ladies of Nintendo.
So you going to buy this? You going to copy?
If the demo hit, I might give it a shot, bro. Look, Nintendo don't miss with these first-party games, bro. Trust me. Captain Toad.
So what's the first
Toad
party game?
Toad got a game. That shit was
games?
Fun.
What's first-party games?
Yoshi had games. Them shit's fun.
All of them, though?
Yeah, man. He even named the game after me. Woolly World, bro. I'm telling you. Come on now. We fight. Man, I'm telling you. Nintendo know what it is. Luigi's games was fire. Come on, bro.
I feel like, do Mario got some misses? Do he got some misses?
We ain't talking about Mario. We're talking about the mother niggas, bro. Mario got games, bro, all the time. We're talking about the niggas who...
Kirby? Is Kirby Adventures considered?
He ain't in the Mario universe, but Kirby's games... His last game was fire. Kirby, Adventure... I forget what it was called, but it was
Kirby
fire.
Adventures.
Okay.
It was some shit. Help me out. But,
all right.
But point is this. Peach in the Streets. Game is out now.
Game is out now?
It's here.
Okay.
It's here. So it's the launch trailer. Or it's out right now. So go ahead and support Peach, you know.
If the demo's available, like
it's Women's History Month, y'all.
I'm gonna try it out.
And last but not least, I don't play this game, but we know, Tyler, who we all know and love, she's a big fan of this game, and also Beast played this game. But Fallout 76 yes. has a new launch trailer for their Atlantic City, I guess, expansion, which is kind of cool looking because it looks like they're actually in Atlantic City. You know, they got the
casino vibe. I know Tyler's vibe. Loving this. She has to.
They
be
They got the casino
this.
Vibes here, but it's abandoned. You know, they got everybody's dressed up like they in Goodfellas and shit. You know, it looks kind of cool. You know, I got the old revolvers. Come on, the Tommy guns. Look at this.
Mm-hmm.
Jokers yeah. and shit and clowns. But no. So
jokers and shit.
You know,
and
like
clowns.
I said, I've never, for some reason, never gotten into the Fallout game series.
None? Like not even New Vegas?
I played one and I didn't finish. I forget which one. Was it Fallout 3, I think I played? I think I tried. I just, for some reason, it's you know.
3 is the one that set it off.
Sometimes it's just like franchises that I'll start and it's just like, you know, I be fucking up sometimes, y'all. Sometimes, like, you know, that's what happens. It happened with Borderlands, and I got back at that, but BioShock is another one. Mass, there's a lot of game franchises that
I have. BioShock is dope. I'm glad folks kept bugging me to play BioShock. I fucks with BioShock.
Right. Kev said it in the chat too. He never played any of these games either. See, Kev gets it. You know?
I was actually just about to say that. I was saying it looks damn, like man, it reminds Fallout. Me of BioShock. Was it Infinite? That was the third one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of like as far as how it looks, like the setting and everything. It reminds me of that.
Nah, it's dope. Yeah. So, but no, I do like how they have this set up with this Atlantic City vibe, and it kind of gives it a different vibe and look. So I'm pretty sure, like I said, Tyler's gonna play it.
Oh yeah, you know she's gonna play
you
it.
You know, and they also got the that Fallout show is coming up soon too. So it's a good look for Fallout fans right now. They kind of eating right now. You know, they got this new expansion. They got the new TV show. I think on Amazon coming out soon. So yeah. Shout out to the people who fuck with Fallout. You know. But those are a few of the games that we were talked about in the past that have gotten an update and a release. But there's other games, of course, that's probably coming out. But that's just a little couple picks for us to recommend for y'all to try out.
Yes, yes.
But yeah, so that's just the new heat for the streets. All right, but who ain't got no heat for the streets?
Who ain't got no heat?
Who fucking up, kind of. Who's Capcom.
Fucking up? Who's fucking
they
up?
Usually got heat for the streets.
Yeah, they do.
But they latest heat. You know, it's a little blue flame. It's only, you know, it's not as strong as it should be. Dragon's Dogma. Their Steam version has caught a lot of backlash, y'all, over the past week. A couple weeks, actually. So they've been having issues with their Steam version. Frame rate drops, the microtransactions and shit. A lot of shit's going on with this game, and Capcom had to actually come out and apologize. They're like, sorry, we fucked up. But basically, it said they responded to the Dragon's Dogma 2 PC players, addressed the backlash to the game's controversial microtransactions and performance problems that have resulted in mixed reviews. No one had a mixed reviews now. All right, so basically, the game itself, it's a $70 game off rip. So you drop a $70 off rip. So you already spending $70, and then the microtransactions is getting your ass. So you know you're gonna be in the easy three digits in no time playing this game. And they're doing that, and they're still having performance issues, even on the powerful PCs. Even on if you even got a good ass PC,
shit got Rise of the Ronin. They both came out the same day.
Yeah, but you know, but Dragon's Dogma. Dragon's Dogma looks like a cool game, though. It looks like, you know, a lot of fun. It's like one of those RPG games. It's not my cup of tea. Shut the fuck up. It's not my. God damn. I was trying to show the game for the people. I don't give a fuck about these niggas.
I was just so quick. Shut the fuck up.
Damn. He was so quick with it.
Like.
Oh my god.
Damn, bro. Because, like, I'm trying to say some shit in these goddamn ads. Here we go. I want to show the game. Here we go. But no. So as you can see, you know, RPG joints, you know, killing giants and shit. And I just think, like, look, the game, like I said, I've heard a lot of good things about the franchise of Dragon's Dogma, but for it to come out on the PC level, and I mean, PC, I think, would have the biggest player base for a game like this, for these types of RPG games. So for that to have the problems and not the console version, because I believe it's also on console, is kind of crazy to me. But you see it right here. So it's showing PS5, you know, and then PS was hitting at 30 frames, but this is hitting at 30. Well, this is the PC hitting at 60, but they're saying they're still having issues with the game. Now, Capcom has came out and said that they've already actively started working on updates and fixes and, you know, things like that. So they've been listening. They know that they fucked up, and they're trying to make it right. So I'm pretty sure within the next couple weeks, all these issues should be hopefully taken care of. But, yeah, you know, that just goes to show that there's the power to the players. Like, mm-hmm. if the game comes out and it's not up to par or it's not up to what you believe you paid for, you know, go out there and voice your displeasure. And if the noise is loud enough, these companies have no choice but to fix the issues. You know, we didn't have that issue back in the day. If a game was ass, the game was just ass. You couldn't just go complain.
Yeah.
You just took the L.
Yeah, you just took the L and keep it moving.
That's the difference with these times. There wasn't no Twitter you can go on and say, man, like, why this game is trash. The game was just trash is what it was. You know, hey, take the L. That's how it is. But, yeah, so I hope the community on the PC for Dragon's Dogma 2, they get the game that they want. They get all the fixes they want. They calm down on the microtransactions because I know them shits are just crazy, especially when you're playing them, like, RPG games because, you know, you got the skins, you got the extra cosmetics and all that other stuff. So it's a lot going on, but Capcom's going to try to do right. I mean, Capcom's been on a roll lately with a lot of their big games anyway, so they want to keep in good faith. They had such a great launch with Street Fighter VI. I'm pretty sure they don't want to tarnish that with a bad launch of another one of their biggest games. So, yeah, they're gonna get it right. They're gonna get it right. You know, players fuck up too. But going into the fucking up, Kotaku is apparently fucking up with this news about GTA 6.
Man, you can't play it with GTA 6.
Bro, so Kotaku dropped the story
about that game,
saying that GTA 6 is apparently falling behind in the production, and they want the Take-Two and Rockstar wants everybody back at the office so they can avoid the delays because they were saying, oh, it's going to come out in 2026 and shit. And an update drop from another reporter or another source said that that's not true. The game is still on track to come out in 2025.
Okay.
Now, when in 2025, we don't know. Some people are speculating that it'll be early 2025, or they want it to be early 2025. Some people saying it might be late 2025. But the point is this. The game is coming out. The game is coming out in 2025. Kotaku, they tried to, you know, get a little bit of a story going because I think they're having some issues and some troubles with their platform, whatever it is. But, yeah, that got cleaned up. But I still want to talk about it because GTA 6 is such a highly, highly anticipated game. This game, when this game comes out, y'all, ain't nobody else going to matter for a good minute because everybody's going to be hopping on this game because so many people have been waiting for GTA 6. Because GTA 5 is a console generation long game.
I was just about to say, I don't think we've seen another game like do that before either.
Right.
Like last across three different generations.
Right.
Resident Evil 4 did.
They didn't continually kept pushing the game.
They kept servicing the game.
Yeah, they kept re-releasing it.
This is different. They kept servicing GTA 5.
Right, they just said, we're going to move it over to the next joint. Yeah, just kept going.
They remastered it. They keep adding patches in. They keep servicing it.
Because the online took off. I think if the online didn't take off like it did, we wouldn't have had it stretch out as long as it did. I think that's what it was.
Yeah.
So... But we're still, like I said, everybody's still been waiting for that next installment of the franchise. So we've already know that we got to wait till next year to get it. We still got at least a whole year before we get the game. But I don't think, because we saw the trailer, and the game from that trailer looks very, very well into the production and stuff like that. So, and they've been probably working on this game for years anyway, because I'm pretty sure it's a very expansive world, extensive game, a lot of things, because you know how GTA is.
Yep.
So... with us knowing that there's still a whole year to go in development, I don't see them taking another 2 years for this game to come out. Even if, you know, they have people working from home and not in the office or whatever it is, which we know now is bullshit. I still don't think if they wouldn't have come out with that trailer and announced it, if they weren't at least 70% done with this game.
So you're thinking 2025 sometime. You think it ain't going to be 2026?
I don't think so. Unless something, a huge situation happens.
Yeah.
But I think... I'm going to be generous and say late 2025. I'll say fall or maybe they want to push it to holiday to push the holiday sales. And also I think it might have to do with, because I'm not sure if this is it going to be a PS5 exclusive or not. I don't think it is. But if it is and we get rumors of this PS5 Pro, I think they're going to maybe try to bundle it with that if that's the case. But if not, we're going to get it in 2025.
Yeah, because PS5 Pro supposed to be dropping this. I think the holiday is here, right?
Supposedly.
Supposedly.
Supposedly, yeah. Because we can move on to that motherfucker. Because We got leaks, y'all.
Smooth transitions.
Smooth transitions. PS5 Pro, y'all. Now, PS5 has had a really weird life cycle because...
I can't believe they're talking about a PS5 Pro. I,
hey, man, look. The crazy part about this is PS5 has been out, because it doesn't feel like it, but it's been out for a long time. It's been out
going on 4 years, bro. It's going on 4 years this fall.
Going on 4 years. And
crazy.
It sucks because the first
two and a half years,
it was, you couldn't get the shit.
It was hard to get.
It was like hard as fuck to get a PS5. Like you gotta fight for a PS5.
Bruh.
And some people overpaid for a PS5.
Yes,
to get
it's
one.
Crazy.
Like crazy because these goddamn scalpers and bots and all these shits. So it's just now that you can kind of easily get a PS5, and they're already talking about, okay, now we're going to go with a pro version. And there's some people who don't even have the regular version.
I know, that's crazy.
It's like y'all haven't let it act, like y'all going just about a year, but like right. You said, like
you got to realize
nobody actually was able to actually get to the PS5. Like I still don't even have a PS5.
Yeah, and I think we're Sony's kind of jumping the gun, but also I think maybe because, you know, sales maybe are dropping for the PS5, and you know, because these days a lot of the gaming industry is getting hard with, you know, how everything is with the economy and inflation and stuff like that. Most people aren't putting money into video games, but looking at these leaks, if these are true, I mean, with the kind of specs that they're putting in here, it's going to be a 45% uplift in performance. They're going to give, you know, better, you know, it's going to have AI, you know, integrated in it for some reason, new graphics processors and chips and all that other stuff. And that's all good. It sounds all good and well, but I don't think it's necessary yet. I'm not going to go buy me a PS5 Pro. I'm fine with my PS5 that I have right now. I'm not craving for 45% better performance when the game play fine to me.
That's crazy.
Like, now, if you don't have a PS5
That's understandable.
Then go get the Pro. But if it's on,
Me and you.
Yeah, we don't.
I'm looking
one.
At that. I'm like, y'all can kiss my ass, Sony.
Yeah, this could have clearly waited at least another year.
Clearly.
Because I think you should, you know, I don't know, like, if you've stopped production of the original PS5 models, and you're just like, okay, we're going to just move on to this new. Because technically, they already have a second version of the PS5 out right now.
That slim one, yeah.
And now they're going to the Pro. So now, like, okay, you already have the Slim. You got the original. And now you're it feels like they're just rushing through this life cycle.
Seriously.
And it don't feel right. So, like, next thing you know, they about to announce PS6 and shit. Like, in no time. And I'm like, it's going to feel like they kind of just glossed over PS5. And it's not our fault as consumers. It's because y'all just didn't launch it where we could actually get the system.
Yeah, bruh.
So I don't get it.
It's not a good look.
And I don't like the fact that, like, okay, if this PS5 Pro comes out, how do we know the same thing ain't gonna happen and we're gonna get all these scalpers and bots trying to get it? I don't think that's gonna be the case because, you know,
How they gonna fix that? Is it a way they can fix
it? I don't know, but I'm more so worried if PS6 comes around that we're gonna deal with the same situation. Mm-hmm. So I think they need to worry about that going into the next system. Mm-hmm. But still, I think this system, PS5, still has a lot of life left in it.
Yeah.
A lot of life left in it.
Because I felt like we, like you mentioned before, like it took us 2.5 years to finally be able to get the system, you know, at ease. Like, I feel like they couldn't really get it going because not a lot of homes had the damn systems.
Right.
It's weird. It's really weird.
I think we should at least, even if this, because this is still leaks, this is all still speculation. They haven't officially announced anything, but if I was Sony, I would not even think about releasing this system until GTA 6 is ready to go. Mm. Because that's a system seller. So if you want to sell these new Pro systems, you can bundle it or you can say, hey, it plays at 4K or it plays at this special frame rate or resolution with GTA 6 and you show it off and you bundle it as a package deal or something like that where it makes it enticing for people to want to go either upgrade or just buy one off rip. But in a couple years, like at least a year from now, it'll be a little bit easier for people to digest maybe upgrading their PS5s. So as long as they don't announce it this year or say this year we're getting PS5 Pro,
no way.
I don't want to see this until at least holiday 2025. And that's why I think hopefully they just, you know, connect it to GTA 6. That's the most logical explanation for them to do this, because right now I don't see it. I don't see the reason for it. It's just a waste of money.
Yeah,
it's just a waste of money. And like even with all the specs and all the ray tracing and oh, you're going to be able to play at this frame rate and blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. You know, whatever RAM and whatever you want to, what all the shit you want to put in, you can throw as much shit as you want in there. It's still too soon.
It's still too soon.
And the price tag that you're going to throw on that motherfucker, I know it's going to be crazy.
Disrespectful.
It's going to be disrespectful because it's $600 just to get this PS5. Still, the highest version of it. So you're going to, I'm thinking $700-$800, if they crazy, $1,000, depending on how much they put in this shit. So between between $7,000 to $1,000, they're going to try to coin this shit.
Damn. You think so?
I think so. But based on what they're showing.
Yeah.
They said fuck inflation.
Right.
Damn, man, that's wild.
Because think about what, because they're trying to pack a legit gaming PC and a console. And they're trying to pack in as much, you know, power as possible. And this shit's not cheap. These processors, hell these no. chips, this shit ain't cheap. Mm. And they're already, and most of the time, they sell these systems at a loss anyway. So, like, when they sell these consoles, they're really not making money. Either they're breaking even or selling them at a loss and hoping people will just buy the software or buy the games. But the thing, too, is PS5, even though they're doing better than most the other consoles, well, Nintendo's on par, too.
Yeah, Nintendo's
but on par. PS5 is dropping games, but they need to drop a lot, some more bigger titles to really entice people to want to really go and invest. Damn, one more in bigger
title. I mean, unless they exclusively get GTA 6 for like a year or something like that.
Maybe, but I don't think that's gonna happen this time around. Maybe it will. We don't know. But
let me ask you something: is the PS5 Pro, like, as far as the power of the processor, is it on par or better than the PCs? Like a power?
Nah, because you can make a PC as strong as you want to make the PC, depending on what you put into it. Okay. So the problem with it is when you have a PC, you have to worry about all these other factors. You know, fans and how you cool the system, and then your RAM and all that. When you have this fixed design, but that's supposed to be a smaller, compact design with a game console. You can only put so much in there without having to worry about issues like overheating or just not being able to. You can't pack, you know, a GTX Force, you know, or a Radeon whatever in a PS5, you know, and expect it to work the same way as with a PC. So you got to really Sony had that issue with the first iteration of it. That's why they had to kind of like, you know, tweak some things too.
Okay.
Because they had overheating issues or things like that too. So it's just. They're trying to tweak it and figure out the best way to do it and get the most power out of it, but it's gonna come at a cost to us. So I'm fine with my PS5.
Me too.
I'm perfectly happy with
my PS5. I am cool with what I'm working with now on my PS5.
Yeah. And Diogen says, you know, the PS5 CPUs are as powerful as a budget or mid-range PC, which I agree.
Okay.
You know, but like I said, high end people who really are about that PC gaming life. You're not gonna be able to reach that type of power in a game console. Not yet. Maybe soon, depending on just how they build it out. But we'll see. That's what PS5 is trying to do. They're slowly increasing that capability to power. But I think they're always gonna still be behind the eight ball when it comes to actual PCs and actual gaming PC towers. So.
Damn.
But yeah, y'all. So we'll keep an eye on that. But it's still a little too soon. But I'm hoping that if they do this, they at least wait till 2025. Yeah. Holiday 2025. Okay, that's fine. Don't talk about this year. That's it.
Yeah, but it might be though, bro.
If it is, it's a waste.
It might be.
I don't think people gonna go for it. They gonna just buy a regular PS5, bro. If the price point ain't competitive, yeah. They just gonna go for a regular PS5.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the way that it is, that shit's too expensive.
It's going to be.
And then you got scalpers and bots. Come on, bro. It's too many factors.
$850, $900.
Because people was paying over a grand just to get a regular PS5.
That's wild. So imagine
what they're going to do for these pros.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's wild.
Empty them pockets, cuz.
Right?
Yeah, they were there.
Play your games, huh, homie?
Yeah, that's so crazy to me.
That's my PS5 punk.
Just my PS5. Right.
My PS5.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
Both ours. Just keep it in my house.
Right. This is kind of like both ours.
You got to sign in, sign out. Shit. You get this part of the day. I got the other half.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. So.
Yeah, man. But that's going to do it for our gaming news. So just to recap, we talked to y'all about what was new in the streets. Apex dropped a new update that dropped today. It's out right now.
Stellar Blade's
got a demo dropping on Friday the 29th.
Or today if you listen to this podcast.
Oh, yeah. If you listen to the audio version, it's out today on the audio version. Princess Peach in the streets throwing that thing around. It's showtime.
This man is excited, man. I'm telling y'all, this man is.
Hey, I'm happy for Peach.
That man is something else.
I'm happy for Peach.
He is something else.
And then Fallout 76, they got their Atlantic City update as well. So make sure you check that out if you are a fan of Fallout. Capcom is going to fix all the problems with Dragon's Dogma 2. So for those PC players, y'all going to be all right soon, hopefully. PS Pro. No, until 2025.
PS Pro, no.
Don't you do
damn,
it.
Damn, not no.
And GTA 6 is still on track, all right? These niggas at Kotaku was lying. They're some liars. Damn. Filthy fibbers. Damn shame. Mm-mm. All right, y'all. But so that's going to do it for part one. So we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a break, and then we're going to get into part two, which is our DEG trivia.
Y'all better get ready.
Now, here's the thing. Before I end this, I want y'all to know, it's going to be on Discord. So just like how we do the pod questions, I want whoever wants to represent me or B, y'all hop in the pod question queue, and then in the chat you just let us know. We're going to bring on somebody, and then we'll bring in the rules and everything like that. But it's going to be a good time. But you got to know your shit, because you're representing us. I'm trying to get that dub tonight, okay? Don't be fucking up. I'll kick you out. I'm joking.
Let me say, but kick you out.
All right, y'all. So we're going to run a little ad break right now. For the ones who are gold controller holders, Arterial Stova, he gonna chill with us. But you know, for those who ain't, you don't get that nice three piece. But this will do it for part one of episode 211. So if you're watching this live on Twitch, you gonna stick with us. But for the audio versions, we'll catch y'all next Friday. Part two of DEG trivia. And for those who are listening, if you want to watch the whole thing, you don't want to miss anything and see it live, catch us on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/deadendgaming ATL. Yes. That way you see it live.
See it live.
You gotta wait 2 weeks for the whole thing.
Right.
All
right?
So, part one, in the books, Grand Data, 430. Know what it is. We'll catch y'all on part two.